I think it was pretty intense. Final, emotionally, and I think maybe I got a bit too excited and just didn't finish it as well as I was expecting. But I'm quite happy with it. I'm taking it as a learning experience, and deep inside, I know I could have done better. But you only get one chance, and I'm pretty happy.
Well, you said it was emotionally intense. Why was it emotionally intense?
I guess there's a bit of tension just going on between the girls, and everyone wants to do really well, and with the top girls being Russian and this being held in Russia, obviously the crowd is going crazy, and it's quite overwhelming. But yeah, it was good.
We talked to Yulia, and she said she was surprised that the times weren't as fast. Was that your impression of it too?
Yeah, I think I consider my time quite slow, to be honest, because I've done 105 quite a few times this year already, and without any rest, and in the much worse shape than I was than I am now. So it was quite weird to get that time. But I guess we just got to see what I can do better and improve it next year.
Have you and your coach talked at all about possibly moving up into the 200 breast at all?
Not really, to be honest.
Well, we've talked about it, and then very quickly we dismissed it.
We've tried it, and I think we know what the answer is.
Root is better pretty much at every other 200 than breaststroke.
Yeah.
So good 200 freestyle, good 200 medley, but breaststroke just doesn't work for her. So
it's not
something.
Yet.
Yeah, it's not something for Rio.
Maybe after Rio.
Anything's possible after that.
I like to not maybe answer the questions that are related to the team. That's okay.
We missed you at the press conference last night. Is there any reason why you didn't come?
Sorry?
What was the reason you came to the press conference last night?
The reason was because they told me to wait for Yulia to finish her interview. And so I waited, but it took longer than they said that it's going to be. So I said, oh, look, I need to swim down to do a doping test. This is taking too long. So I just decided to go because I need to prepare for. I still got a 50 to focus on, so I can afford waiting half an hour and then coming back to the right. So that's the only reason. I'm avoiding. Sorry? Quite disappointed. This season's been very good, and I was expecting to post a different time to what I posted yesterday, so in that sense I was quite disappointed with the time.
And because of the story of Yefimova, would you say it was a stolen gold medal by her?
Sorry?
Because of the story of Yefimova, would you say it was a stolen gold medal by her?
Like I said before, I don't want to discuss that.
Just keep the questions about Ruta rather than about other people, and she'll answer them, no problem.
Yeah, but the most interesting, because it was her gold medal when she...
Well, that's your opinion.
I think all the Ruta can do is talk about her own race. She can't offer comments on other people.
Yeah, but we have to ask.
You can ask,
but she doesn't have to answer.
But we appreciate your opinion.
So you were, it's just for the best.
Former doping suspension. There is a problem at this moment in this championship. That gold medal won.
I think that that question, if you're talking about the whole championships, isn't to be directed to Ruta. That needs to be directed to the championships. Any other questions for Ruta?
What about the Rio Olympics? Will you prepare any new distances?
No, I don't think so. I think we'll just keep our focus on the 100, and we still do IM and a bit of freestyle and smaller meets, but I think for the Olympics, the 100 is going to be our main focus still.
Short course, definitely. We will. European short course. We'll race some medley and race some freestyle. It's good fun. We like that. But when we get into the long course season, we'll focus very much on the 100 breaststroke and that run.
Today is exactly 1 year until Olympics. So what do you feel about that? Do you remember your first Olympics and compared to that feelings? What do you feel now?
Yeah, it's crazy to think it's only 1 year left and all those 3 years have gone so quickly. So I'm very excited and I just can't wait for the Olympics.
You were talking about the times of the race, and 2 years ago I remember that I think you told her if you want to go for the world record, do it in the semi-finals because you have to concentrate on winning in the finals. So did you have any plans in the semis for world records? Or?
We're going to... I said to John, I'll probably go sort of 99% in the semi and give it all in the final. But I guess the process was maybe different, and the way I swam was a bit different than what I'd normally swim, and it was I think my rates were a bit lower.
No and record-breaking plans this year.
didn't happen. So.
The plan's always to just swim the best that you can, and then to see what medals do or don't happen. What I felt in the semi-final was that. She was so comfortable that psychologically it's easy to shut down a little bit thinking you've got the final tomorrow night when she wasn't really challenged too much in that semi. I thought the other semi-final had the big names in it and that one was a bit quieter. And I think that psychologically I could see just by monitoring her stroke rates that she was just relaxing off towards the end of that semi-final, which is why that performance was so good. And maybe the final then is a little bit frustrating.
Any other questions? No? Okay, thank you.